itself. And the thing that brought the question on is I was thinking about the fourth stage, the waking state, the dreaming state, the dreamless state. Now, in the dreamless state is there consciousness? And from my experience, there is no consciousness, so I question, well, what is consciousness? And what is the self, and is the consciousness and self the same thing?
Consciousness is an aspect of the self. Consciousness is the creative principle.
Of the true self?
Of the true self. It's the next step before the true self. It's the creative principle that creates everything. Everything that appears created is comes from consciousness. So in reality, you are consciousness.
Is consciousness the same as awareness?
It's another name for awareness. All these names are synonymous, really. Consciousness, awareness.
And the self is awareness.
The self, God. But yet there are also different aspects.
That always blows me away to think that one might be awareness itself. Very aware, you see what I mean?
Consciousness is like universal mind.
But is there consciousness in deep sleep?
Yes, there is, but you're not aware of it.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Because I remember reading that in the waking state, in the dreaming state, and in the dreamless state, there is still the self. Now I can relate to the waking state, I can even relate to the dreaming state. But for me, the dreamless state is, before I go to bed, I'm awake, and then I go to sleep, and then I wake up. And the period between going to sleep and waking up is only 1 second. Although it was so many hours, so where is the consciousness, or where is the self, and
the consciousness,
what's the difference between the two?
Consciousness permeates everything. And when you are a yoni, you are aware of the dreamless state. You're in the dreamless state, but you're aware of it. The ordinary person is consciousness when they're asleep, and dreamless sleep, and they're not aware of it. That's the only difference.
Oh, so it's just a matter of
levels.
Coming to that.
It's a matter of levels of enlightenment.
So Yanni is conscious during dreamless.
And Yanni is always in dreamless sleep, but is aware of it.
So even when he's asleep, he's conscious, he's aware.
Yes.
But the person that isn't a yoni, when he's in deep sleep, isn't aware.
He's not aware.
All right. Here we go.
All right. It's difficult for me to comprehend awareness without subject-object, without something to be aware of.
Here's an example. You take a baby. The baby is asleep. But the mother gives the baby a bottle. And the baby sucks on the bottle. But is not aware of it. Because it's asleep. But it is sucking on the bottle. So in dreamless sleep, you're not aware of what you're doing. But you're pure consciousness. So when you become self-realized, you're pure consciousness, but you're aware of it. You're awake. That's the difference.
So basically, we're all asleep, and it's not until we become awake that we can be aware during dreamless sleep.
That's right.
So what's in the dream
you
mean you
have a dream
when you go to bed at night, because you're not thinking of anything, you think of something, and then you wake up.
Yes.
Why did I think about that? Why did I dream about that
when
I didn't think of it?
Dreams are part of the relative world.
The what?
The relative world. They have to do with your experience, part of it. They have to do with your experiences in life.
But what if you dream about something you haven't experienced?
You have something already.
Maybe
what if you dream about
something that you see?
Dreams are simply images. that come because of your past experiences. In other words, if you were brought up frightened and afraid of things, you will dream fearful dreams about things that never happened, but it'll be fearful because you're creating this in your dream mind.
But are you saying that they're part of like the earth plane existence? And
yes.
If you awaken, would you still dream if
you can't dream when you're awake. You can only dream when you're asleep.
So Yanni would never have dreams, right?
No, Yanni has dreams sometimes.
But he knows, he has lucid dreams.
Yes.
He knows he's dreaming when he's dreaming.
Yes. But the dreams are meaningless most of the time.
Dreams are meaningless?
Yes. Don't pay too much attention to dreams.
Why do you have them?
Because of your state of affairs, it vents emotions. It gets rid of temper tantrums, emotions.
So they have meaning in that sense, right? They might keep us from acting out some of these things.
Yes.
During the day.
It's a release of energy.
But what if you wake up and you had that, you know, dream that wasn't a pleasant, you wake up and it affects your mood?
And change your mood.
See what I mean? Like, is that possible to, is it just because you're dreaming what took you over? You know, if you have where the dream really happens, it really happens, but if you have a dream about something that you didn't, you know, survive.
Simply realize it's a dream and ask yourself why the dream. Again, it's your ego that dreams.
But in this dream comes you.
Mm-hmm. It's your ego that dreams, not yourself.
How miniaturized is it a lot, doesn't it?
It's a third person looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
The
observer.
See, don't give too much power to dreams. A lot of people make a lot of things out of dreams.
I met a teacher who, she said it was pure scripture if you interpreted it. You know, like you say the dreams and then she made it into a, whatever dream was, it always was a good lesson and it always was.
That's like astrology. Huh. And as long as you are on that plane, then that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But after a while I thought, well, this is just more intellectual.
But even in astrology, Giuliani probably is not affected by that because he's beyond the self and on the body.
Because also he knows the planets and the stars are kind of the illusion.
Or like so. Joy was saying, this is a path of discrimination. This is a path of jnana, path of knowledge. And in knowledge, you have to ask yourself, is your mind going to control you? Or can you control your mind?
Well, you can.